Praise the Lord, brethren. God bless you and welcome to Ecclesiastical Researches. I would like to read from a book, What's Your Worldview? An Interactive Approach to Life's Big Questions by James N. Anderson. On page 21, the truth question. Some people believe, or at least claim to believe, that all truth is relative. They say that what's true for one person need not be true for another person, or that what's true for people in one culture, like the Jewish community in New York, needn't be true for people in another culture, the Buddhist community in Tibet. Such folk often insist that truth isn't something out there to be discovered. Rather, truth is something we choose or create for ourselves. Truth is always inside us rather than outside us. So, for example, while the statement there is a God may be true for some people, it doesn't have to be true for everyone. What's true is always relative to a person's particular viewpoint, context, or culture. So we shouldn't speak about the truth as though truth is the same for everyone. Rather, we should speak about my truth, your truth, their truth, and so on. In contrast, other people insist that many truths, including the most important truths, are objectively true. There are some things that are just true, period. Regardless of what anyone happens to think, hope, or feel about those matters, as they sometimes say, the truth hurts. These objective truths are true for everyone, everywhere, because they're based on objective facts about reality that are independent of human ideas, desires, and feelings. According to this view, it makes no sense to say that the statement there is a God could be true for me, but not true for you. Either it's true or it isn't. End of story. Brethren, God bless you and thank you for visiting Ecclesiastical Researches.